Actually, I'm going to cut to the chase here because I've got an opportunity to turn to this border closure situation while the techs work feverishly in this studio to keep us on air. Have a listen to this. This is the latest out of New South Wales, it would seem. It says here, New South Wales authorities have less than 24 hours to find the likely source of one case of COVID-19. One case of COVID-19 that's threatening to keep Queensland's borders shut beyond the 1st of November. Now, this comes as our health minister in Queensland, Stephen Miles, said Queenslanders were likely to be told if the border would reopen on that date before the October 31st state election. The Palaszczuk government came under fire again yesterday from its southern neighbour, with New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard slamming Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk as cruel for her refusal to open the borders. Now, further in this article, it reads, the Queensland government has insisted New South Wales must record 28 days without community transmission of the virus before the borders would reopen, and had set a potential date of November 1. Well, I'll cut to the chase again. New South Wales claimed to have traced the source of 7 of the cases, leaving one outstanding. It's a terrifying situation, isn't it? Terrifying situation, as the New South Wales Premier said yesterday, 28 days without community transmission may remain impossible long term. Does that mean the Queensland-New South Wales border remains closed long term? Kevin Byrne's on the line. Cevin Byrne is the President of Cairns Tourism Industry Association. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, John. What a dreadful situation.
A terrifying situation. I've just been talking to Mark Olson a little while ago, just how much suffering there is out there with our local workers, with our local businesses, and now we've got this total uncertainty. It's just horrifying.
It is, John. Illogical. Absolutely illogical. And this is basically an incompetent response to a pandemic that's within the boundaries of Australia, and really renders a lot of the work done by people ineffective, and indeed is further throwing our industry under a bus. I mean, I need to be frank about this. You read the paper today that says Tourism Tropical North Queensland has already locked and loaded a campaign to entice domestic tourists to far north, with border closures notwithstanding. Well, hello, people need some certainty about booking flights. They need some certainty about booking accommodation and scouring the websites and so on to do that sort of stuff before Christmas. The federal government on Tuesday night put $50 million to a domestic campaign for tourism organisations in Australia, but in particular those that rely on international travel. Mm. And, everybody says, we'll get the tourists from below the borders. Well, we can't. There is no travel to Victoria. There is no travel to New South Wales. There is no travel to the West. Mm. There's negligible travel to the Northern Territory. And there's negligible travel pretty well from South Australia. Mm. It is just hodgepodge stuff. No planning, nothing. And what Miles and Minister Miles and Premier Palaszczuk are saying, we are just going to follow the health advice, is not good enough. Mm. The health advice is shonky and wonky. And the fact is, you can't keep hiding behind health advice. They have a responsibility, two responsibilities. The Premier has a responsibility to make sure that everybody in this state is protected, not saved, but protected as best as possible. And Stephen Miles, as the health minister, has a responsibility to ensure that our health systems are robust enough to cope with minor outbreaks or minor incursions of the pandemic virus into our communities. Mm-hmm. Now, we've demonstrated we can do that. New South Wales has demonstrated it's pretty well got twice the population of Queensland. Mm. It's demonstrated it can manage a health emergency. Victoria, different question. We understand the difference there. But, for them to continuously think that they're going to lock this place up indefinitely and not provide some certainty, not provide some optimism, and not provide the decent thing and understand regional economies and their reliance on tourism and work with the regional economies to make sure that there is certainty prevailing for the industry to respond is absolutely an example of incompetence. It's cruel to the regions, let alone, you know, the demonstrated cruelty to individuals that has been mentioned in the media. This is a cruelness to our regions and saying to the tourism industry, we don't care. The choice is no virus or throw your industry under a bus. And I tell you what, there is red-hot anger developing in our part of the world unless there's some certainty in the next week or so.
Kevin, I'm wondering if you've got your finger on the pulse of just how close some of these companies are. They're hanging on by their fingernails, I understand, in some cases, and very, very close to collapse. I mean, most people in those circumstances in business don't talk openly about just how difficult it is. Are you getting any picture of just how close to the wind some of these companies are going?
Yeah, some of them are running very close to the wind. Many of them are just relying on JobKeeper. There's no way that, I believe, certainly, that the federal government will keep extending JobKeeper beyond March. There is also, John, and I'll say this out loud, there's also a sense of fear amongst people in the industry telling it as it is, because there seem to be, one, overdramatic, and two, being disloyal to the government. And we've got to understand the politics of this. TDNQ really is an extension of Tourism Queensland. They derive their funds from Tourism Queensland, which is in fact the state government. They also derive $4 million a year from the council. So there is a reluctance for tourism, TDNQ and others in this city and region to take the issue on. There's no robustness in the debate in the sense of where the tourism industry is sitting. And if you think that they're all going to survive by cannibalising each other's opportunities in ever diminishing markets, it's just not going to work. It's not going to cut it. You know, people say to me, oh, what can we do for the tourism industry? Well, as described by the federal government, there's only one answer, and that is open the borders.
Yes.
And open quickly. What I can't understand is the fact that, on the one hand, the Prime Minister says that, and it is the position of he and the Treasurer and everybody else in the federal government, and yet you've got these tin pot regimes all over Australia who are closing the borders. Mm. And then they put their hand out again and say, oh, look, you know, let's have the taxpayer, the ratepayer, the punter, you know, cover the economic malaise that's caused by these stupid decisions.
Yes.
We've got a robust health system. We've got tracing in place. We can isolate, we can identify, and we can do all those things. We're going to have to live with this virus. It's not going to go away anytime soon. It'll go away shortly, but we've got to maintain the confidence of the population, the confidence of industry and business,
yes,
to survive this. This is not a recession that is being borne by everybody. I mean, we're all in this together. Nonsense. We're not all in this together. Mm. It is the private sector and the punter who's being affected by this. And let me tell you, you know, tourism is 40-45% of our regional economy up here, probably more, and at the moment it's being destroyed in front of our very eyes. People's reputations are being trashed, opportunities are being trashed, and this industry, the longer this goes on and the borders are closed, and we've got premiers standing up there threatening everybody and pointing and trying to be tough, the worse this is going to become, and it's going to take further years for us to recover.
Yeah. Appreciate this, Kevin. Thank you. Kevin Byrne, the President of Cairns Tourism Industry Association and a former Cairns Mayor. Now,